Hello,
hello, everyone, and I wonder who's listening right now. This is Patty Peaceful and Misty, a.k.a. Pink, and we just welcome everybody to the first episode.
Hello, welcome.
So the first episode today is going to be about living life after a loss. I don't know how many of us from time to time have went through various losses. And, hey, I want to invite on right now my sister, Antonio. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing, boo?
I am good. How are you?
We're doing great. I don't know if you've seen earlier us on Facebook Live, but I kind of lost my crap. I was like crazy. And so just so everybody knows that we have a chat also during the episode. Some of you don't like to get on live or, you know, just call in. You can actually chat with us. Typically, the person that's going to be in the chat room is my brother, Brother B, or what we used to call him was Dirty B. But unfortunately, I threw the show together very quickly, and I don't think I notified him in enough time. But that's okay. So can everybody hear me okay? I hope you can. Okay, good,
yep.
good. All right, so with so many people around me here lately have been just going through a lot of different losses. You know, we have my sister, Zinnia, and my family up in Michigan and stuff. We just lost, like, what was it, like 40-something days ago, Ma, a.k.a. Z. Yeah, and this was a woman that had been around since I was 18 years old. I mean, she actually helped raise my children. So that kind of loss. And loss is just not actually the loss of a loved one. Loss comes in many different forms. And a lot of times we're not prepared and we're not equipped.
I don't think we're ever prepared for loss.
Any kind, like be it a job.
No matter what it is.
Yeah, like totally. No matter what type of loss it is, we go through it. And it's painful. Like a lot of people don't realize or don't know, and then some people do know. I just recently went through a loss of a 5-year marriage, a relationship. And y'all, I'm going to try not to cry. But this is peace time. This is peace, a time for us to get vulnerable, break down those walls. If we want to scream, cry, shout, whatever we want to do, this is our time.
You know, I had
You're breaking up.
You know, my mom, the loss that I had 17 years ago, you know, I seemed to break that wall down and live my life for me and my children. And, you know, with everything, you know, that was going on, I got past that. And it's been 5 years of happiness for me. And I, you know, just by me, you know, having him go, you know, wasn't a loss. Really, to me, it was a loss to him.
Right. And, you know, and sometimes we don't realize when we go through loss and stuff like that, and especially relationships. I mean, wow. How painful is that? Because, like, when relationships, you start to then question yourself. Because I know I have done that here a lot lately.
Yeah.
And
we all do. Just because, you know, just for the simple fact that they chose somebody else or
I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
What could I have done, you know, better? Absolutely nothing. mean, I can look back, like maybe sometimes some words I used could, you know, could have been a little harsh. But it is what it is. That's who I am. And we, you know,
yep.
we're not perfect.
We're people. Every day we change in some way. Some little way we change every day.
Right. So this is, I wish some of y'all could see us. But guess what? For those that are on TikTok, we are TikTok Live with Pink Queen 420. So, we are social media live. Facebook Live, I'm not going to do that as of yet. I want to make sure that we get some listeners, and we're actually doing some good on this podcast.
Yeah, because a lot of times it will just be on the podcast itself.
Yeah, we're not always going to be going live, people.
We're only live because this is our first show.
So for those that are watching on TikTok right now, this book was gifted to me by a very, very, very dear friend. Her name is Anna, and she gifted me this book called Gifts from Guidance, and it's by Kay Christie, M.D.
Okay, a little louder.
Oh, so I need to shout? Sorry. I'm just kidding. Maybe we need to shut that door. Okay, so this poem, or it's guidance, and it's called Moving to My Future. And actually, Miss Pink over here, I gave her the book, and I said, okay, you need to pick it. And I guess I'm the one that's going to be reading it. So
I don't have my glasses.
Moving to My Future. Today, I move forward. I am safe. I am clear. I know who I am and what I want. Wow, how powerful is that right now? I know who I am and I know what I want. See, for me, I take out of that, I know who I am. I'm a beautiful goddess. I deserve nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
I would ask that others respect me. And that's being friendship, my parents, my children, my grandchildren, whomever it may be, I demand respect because I respect myself. So
Absolutely. That
is like rings, like major volume. Okay. Then it says forgiveness, trust, faith, and love come easy and frequently to my heart and soul. And that's so it is. So I take from that, like, through my journey, through Patty's journey of the last 5 years that I've been laying dormant and doing and working on my journey, I have found that I got the most beautiful gift that I've ever gotten from my 5-year marriage. And that was that I have learned I can love unconditionally without my eyes and through my heart. That I can forgive because I trust and I have faith in humanity. Just because one individual may have
been ugly,
broke my ego, if you will, because that's pretty much what it is.
It
ego.
Is.
We're not willing to let go and be humble. So somebody hurt my ego. Oh, my feelings got hurt. Yes, my feelings did get hurt for a moment. But that's what gets us into coping and dealing with loss and us being very prepared. So, like, you lost a mother. You've lost relationships. I've lost loved ones. I'm sorry. People are, like, texting me on my phone and different stuff like that. Hey, can you send me the link and all that? And it's kind of hard for me to do that because I really don't want to mess it up. Sorry. All right, y'all talk. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was just some people trying to listen in and all that last minute. See, that's how we all are. We all last minute.
Yeah.
But so coping with grief and stuff like that is we need to learn how to tolerate and work through painful emotions. Because sometimes when we're working through these painful emotions and stuff like that, we'll tend to lash out at those that are just there trying to be a helping hand, an ear, a shoulder to cry on. I don't like that phrase, a shoulder to cry on. Some people will actually get what I mean by that. That laugh too. Oh my goodness. All right. So when we are navigating through our emotions and stuff like that, we need to realize that we're going to be frustrated, and there's a lot of times we're going to doubt anything and everything that we're going through. And it's okay. And don't allow people to tell you that, hey, you need to get over that. You need to quit crying. You need to suck it up. No, my friend, you do not need to get over it. You get over it in your time. Like I said, if it's a job, if it's a child, you've lost your child. I can tell you what, my grandmother, I can sit and remember asking her. My father was taken from me when I was 4 years old. And I can remember asking her when I was in my 20s, when I was in my 30s, hey, does it ever get easier? And she said, absolutely not. The sting is just lessened by time. And I'm like, wow. And I tell y'all, you know, we can get through it. And there's like positive actions, like, okay, telling somebody earlier when they came in and seen me, and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, 5 weeks ago, I could have, when I got that text message, and yeah, I got a text message that my husband wanted a divorce, which that it's fine. We each have to deal with situations on how we feel is best. So that was his way. Now,
it
I
probably was
his best way. But, you know, I could have easily went downstairs and the old Patty would have went in the freezer and got all that liquor out and sat and, oh, woe is me. No, I got up and I took action. I actually went to where I do my meditation and stuff in my old apartment. I fell to my knees and threw my hands up and I said, thank you. He's living his truth now. I am set free. So what do we do that is positive? Let's start. We seek out other people. People that are going to be beneficial, not toxic people, everyone. You understand that? Seek out individuals that are just wanting the best for you. They want to listen.
Yes, that's the main point. So listen.
Listen. And then when that person is finished, then go ahead. Like, if they're being reckless, tell them, like, whoa. But if they're just venting, let them vent. Like, who are we to tell somebody how to deal with different forms of grief and loss? So with that, I'm going to go ahead and have Misty talk about some of her loss and stuff that she's dealt with and different pains.
Well, no, I'm just adding on to what you have to say. Like, pain never really goes away. Like, you learn to live with it almost. Like, there's so many days where you want to go throw your hands in the air and say,
right. And so, Antonia, what are some of the things since Ma passed away? Like, how have you been able to deal and cope with, you know, just give us like a minute in your life when you're having a situation, excuse me, with your loss, as I just talked all over myself.
By far, you know, I'm not really dealing with it. Like, I'm not having a hard time like I thought I would actually have due to that I was there with her, so I was able to see the peace in her face. You know, I was able to, you know, tell her I love her, you know, so she did know that. How I deal with it is I think of, you know, just the time that we had, you know, the memories that we had, you know, stuff like that, you know, and if I do need to, you know, talk to her, I just, I get her down and I just talk to her and I just, you know, and sometimes I feel that she, you know, can hear me, you know, because I do get them answers, you know, and them signs, you know, just for my birthday. I, you know, I asked her to give me a sign and a friend of mine calls me on the radio, or I'm sorry, calls me on the phone, and she says, is today your birthday? And I said, yes. And she's like, I just heard it on the radio. So I'm like, that's kind of weird. And it was on 100.3, which I don't ever listen to, but my mother did. And it was just really weird how that was. So that was able to, you know, have me get through my day and, you know, have me enjoy my birthday.
Wow,
but
that's
don't ever
awesome.
Yeah, it was really like, it was just, it was mind-blowing because I was like, you know, wow, you know, that was actually my sign, you know, and it ended up being just a good day. But it,
yeah, and that was like an act of kindness. Somebody's like, hey, yeah, it's your birthday, and that's
absolutely
awesome.
Yeah, so it was really good. But like I said, you know, there's just, you know, I mean, there's days that it just don't get easy, and, you know, but you just gotta, you know, that, you know, that she's happier, she's in peace, you know, she's in eternal life, you know, and I have to cope with that and give her that peace.
Right, exactly. And, you know, other good ways and stuff to deal, you know, with losses and coping skills is, you know, pretty much we got to take care of ourselves. If we're not taking care of our mind, body, and souls, when we have a breakdown in one of those, our life, our universe,
everything starts to shift
and starts to fall apart. Because I know there for a while, I've had, like, all different kinds of losses and stuff in my life, but I just know, like, last year when we lost my niece unexpectedly. No, not last year. The year before. Was that last year? Yeah, it was last year. I don't know. I'm sorry, y'all. But when we lost her last year, like, it tore a lot of us apart.
Yeah,
I mean, it was so unexpected. She was just not even 2 years old.
And
I mean,
and it seems to be like so shocking moment.
Yeah, because that's the one of the first.
Her
thing, yeah.
They last long.
Yeah.
You know, where you want to just pick up the phone and call them, but at the same time, you can't. You know, because they're not there.
Right, and you know what, with, like, with Yaya, with Rai Rai, with some of them, I actually got a chance to record and video those moments. So, like you said, going back through memory, especially if it's a loss of a loved one, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
my daughter, my kids, my ex-husband, whatever, they're always like, oh, well, you are the selfie queen. You're this, you're that. And I'm like, yeah, but whoever gets the honors of having my cell phone or accessing any of my social media,
I do the same thing.
There's recordings on my phone just for my children, for people like when I'm gone, that they can see how stupid and silly I was. And riding around the shop on a broomstick while Misty turns around and looks at me and says, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. They say I'm a bitch, so I'm going to be a witch on a bitch broom. So, you know, there you go.
If we don't live our life, you know, for them, you know, then all we're going to do is just sit around and just, you know, mope and, you know, just live life to the fullest. You know, live it as it's given to us.
Exactly. And also, when we're not living in the moment, in the present time, folks, I don't know how much I say this on Facebook, on Instagram, about living in the present moment. It is so important, people. If you're worrying about what happened yesterday, If you're worried about what you're going to do tomorrow and how it's going to happen, you are robbing the universe and yourself. Do you hear me? You are robbing yourself and the universe of all the many blessings that are to be in your life right now.
Exactly.
Okay? My husband just leaving me was a blessing. He and I had not been happy for a long time, but we were both not wanting to give up on each other. We had in our mind a perfect marriage and a love, but guess what? It wasn't us. My Mr. Something and Wonderful is out there. He has found his. I wish them love and happiness and major energy and life. And we're going to talk really quick about the seven stages of walk. And this is where I was at for the longest time. I was shocked. I was shocked, and then guess what? I went in disbelief. I could not believe that I loved somebody so much and so unconditionally that I forgave and forgave and forgave. And I was just in such disbelief. Like, why couldn't somebody love me? Why can't I be somebody's everyone? No, well, I am. I'm my everyone. I love me.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You have to be your number one, or you can't be number one.
It has to start
exactly.
with you.
Yeah. And you know what? I hate it for the next individual that comes into my life. My standard and my bars, my friends, are very high. You got to have a job. You got to have a car. You got to have your own house or roommate. We can go on. That's another show. But then, you know, you go into denial. Like, oh, I can't believe this. This is really not happening. This is a bad dream. Oh, no, not me. And then this is where a lot of us get stuck. And I was getting stuck. It's the bargaining. We bargain. That is hand-to-hand with guilt. Because you go bargaining, then you go guilt. You go, okay, no, maybe if I would have done this, no, it's all my fault. You know, if I'd have spent more time with my mom or if I'd have spent more time with my dad, that wouldn't have happened. No, my friend, that we get stuck. You've got to get past that.
Everything happens
for a reason. You lose your job. Your car breaks down. You know, a relationship. We all know that when we're born, we're going to die. We just don't know the time frame. And I think a lot of us, it's a relationship loss is where we get stuck. Then after your guilt, you feel so guilty because you're like, maybe if I would have did this better, they would have loved me more. Or you're guilty because you feel like you're starting to move on, or like a relationship or a job, and then you're like, no, skirt, why am I happy? I don't need to be happy. I need to be back in that cesspool of shit, of feelings that are like, bleh, 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 like just vomiting, like awfulness. So then you're angry. By God, I was so angry about 2 weeks ago. I was ready to rip doors off the hinges. I hated myself. Then, of course, we got to go through that depression.
Oh, yeah.
Depression, the tears, the woe is me, leave me alone, I don't believe. That's our healing. People, when we get in these seven stages of loss, when you get down here and you're depressed and crying, don't wallow in it too long. It's okay to just put your little toe, tap it. But no, cry, heal. Because guess what? Then it comes acceptance. You've accepted what has happened. And you're like, wow. My mom died. My dad died. I lost my job. My dog ran away. My boyfriend went fishing. The truck stuck in the ditch. That's a good country song. And, you know, but there's hope. You're like, you accepted it. You've moved through that. Now I have hope. Wow, I have hope. Golly, things are going to look better because I've just dealt with shit. I've just dealt with all this grief and loss of whatever, and there's hope. So what I'm telling y'all, no matter what situation you get in, no matter what you're going through, make sure that you're reaching out to people. I don't care how many people you have to call. If none of the people that you know will pick up that phone for you, you don't need those people. Guess what? My people, when I call them, they pick right up, or if they can't get it, they're calling me right back. Because Patty don't call everybody. Patty don't call. You know, I'm not somebody call all the time. And maybe that's why everybody's like, you need to stop and up. You're going to get you a boyfriend eventually. You need to stop and up.
He better toughen up.
This is half Yankee, half Southern, half whatever you want to call me. I'm one tough cookie. But as you, we all have loving hearts.
Everyone does. But, I mean, like with every loss, you build up that I'm not going to deal with that kind of bullshit. You know,
we start setting boundaries.
Higher expectations.
Absolutely.
You know, and we also, you've got to be careful, folks, when we're going through different things and stuff like that, that we must be careful of the people we allow into your circle. I don't know who, somebody's calling in, so we're going to put them on the line,
Well, technically it is on the line.
Hello? Welcome. Who do we have here?
Hello,
welcome to Peace Time with Patty Peaceful and Miss Pink. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. This is Vicki.
Vicki, how are you doing?
I know, right? This is just crazy because not 2 hours ago, I was just thinking of you really, really intensely because those stones that I got from you that's just a whole nother story. Anyway, I was thinking so fondly of you. And what a sweet energy you had, what a healing energy you had, and how you knew which stones I needed. I mean, you know, girl, you're the real deal. out of the blue, I get this message, and I hear about Francis let me know that that you had a show going on, and I text you. That's why I needed to get the link. And I really needed to hear this show. You are speaking to me.
Oh, my goodness, Ms. Vicki. I love you so much. And I used to do a podcast almost 4.5 years ago, and it was the Barefoot is Legal, and they're actually on Blog Talk Radio as well. I think they do a Saturday show, and I used to be one of the co-hosts there, but, you know, got married, went on my little journey, and so now I'm back. So each week.
And now you're back.
And yes, ma'am, now I'm back. So each week at 5:30 on a Wednesday, we're going to have different kind of podcasts. And, you know, if you're not able to listen or call in, you're more than welcome to always listen to, you know, the shows uploaded after the end. I think it takes like 24 hours for them to upload, you know, each podcast. And then there's sometimes I'm not even going to tell people that I'm going live, that I'm just going to, you know, put a little special nugget out there maybe a couple times a week. So it's always good to, you know, set you up an account here on Blog Talk so that you get notifications. And
I'm going to sign up.
Very well. But yeah, I'm glad you can stay on here, and I want to introduce my sister from Florida, Ms. Jasmine. What are you doing, babe?
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
I'm fantastic. How are you, babe?
I'm well. I'm okay. I just left work, and I had to call to make sure I got here on time.
Well, you could have called from your car. Okay, let me introduce this beautiful Michelle. I met her back. When were you up in LJ? Back in March or April?
March. In March.
March. She was my very first person that I ever made a Moonwater jug for.
Oh.
Yes.
And it's amazing, amazing. Every full moon I put it out.
Wow.
It was my very first one. I hand-carved the corks for her, everything. So, yes, and she is my biggest fan.
Yes, I am.
Miss Tinkle, come in and say, oh, who is this package you're putting together? Let me figure. Down the line. I said, yes, it is.
Yep. Even earlier when I got here with her candle.
With her candle, yep. So, with that being said, she has been one of my rocks. And, you know, and it's so crazy that we have this big sea, this big universe, and I'm tucked up here in the North Georgia mountains, and I believed in myself along with a couple other people last year, and I started this business, and now we're doing the podcast. Trying to just get that, you know, like more of us
moving forward.
Let's get out there, you know, like all these little crystals that I get and I find. And so just think, each one of us are brought together because of these crystals and stones. Now, how powerful
yes,
is that?
Yes. Indeed.
And a lot of us have went through similar losses, similar walks of life. But with that being said, I want to turn the floor over to my little old Jazzy over here. Tell us about you, babe.
Well, I'm recently engaged to, he was actually a childhood sweetheart, and we went to school together, and life happened, of course, and he moved up north, and I stayed in Florida, and I met my ex-husband, and I had my wonderful son, who will be 15 this weekend, and... Yeah, I mean, I'm a mom, obviously, and I've sometimes I never really know what to say when I have to introduce myself.
No, that's all right. Well, tell us about some of your little obstacles and your loss, and how have you navigated through? Because I mean, I know your story, but maybe some of those that are listening in and stuff, they don't know your story. They just know you stalk me on every form of social media.
That's just so true. Well, yeah, I suffered a lot of losses in my life. My very first loss was my mom when I was 12, and that kind of shaped me to who I am today. You know, I wish I dealt with grief and loss a lot better than I do, but, you know, it's a process, right? So
that's exactly right.
You know, you deal with how you think you're supposed to do it, right? You know, you do the crying, then you tell yourself, come on, straighten up and fly right. You can do this. And you just try to get by. But, you know, I was raised by my grandparents since I was 2 years old. So those are ideally my parents. But my mother, she was more of like a sister to me than a mom, but still her loss shaped me.
And that's my mom is raising my great niece right now. So when her mom finally does come around, it's going to be the same situation. I know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, thank God for them, right? Because what would we do without them?
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
But yeah, that was a really big loss for me. And I went through a really, really dark time in my life and, you know, just acting out and being a wild, crazy teenager. Thank God my grandparents didn't get rid of me. But, you know, then
thank you, grandparents.
I met my ex-husband and, you know, we got together and our relationship was great for the first 5 years. And then it was horrible. You know, it just wasn't right. We weren't meant for each other. But, you know, out of that, I had my son. And thankfully I had my grandmother, who I call my mommy, but she recently passed away. It'll be 5 years this year, and that loss really shook me to my core. You know, I'm still obviously dealing with it, you know, and It's an uphill battle for me, but, you know, every day you just have to wake up and say, you know, what would mommy want you to do? She'd want you to smile because she was like a beacon of light, so I have to try and do the same for her, you know.
Absolutely.
But, you know, life is funny because, you know, right when I met Patty in March, I was really in like this dark cloud like feeling over me, and I'm very vulnerable, and I don't like to talk about my feelings. I'm sure most people are like that too, and I just immediately felt this like bond instantly with Patty, and I felt like I could talk to her, and you know, she's always just really, really, you just helped me, you know, kind of realize that I'm not alone, and that's just how I'm just eternally grateful for you.
And you don't realize how eternally grateful that I am for you, because you've been through a lot with me since March and stuff like that, you know, and each one of my people, you know, we all share our own little intimate relationships and stuff. So, and I mean, your journey, you know, here, you just recently, you know, was like, oh yeah, everything's going great, and then, skirt, we got to move.
Mm-hmm.
We got 2 weeks to get out of here. So that was like a major loss. You thought you were going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that.
I did.
And,
I really did.
And look how you got through that. And like with your history and stuff like that, tell everybody what kind of job you hold through all your chaos and all that throughout your whole entire life.
Yeah, I'm actually a paralegal. I've been a paralegal for a law firm for the past, well, I've been at this firm for almost 9 years, but prior to that, I've been a paralegal for almost 15 years now, and all kinds of different law, and it's very stressful, but, you know, I think pretty quick on my feet, so, you know, it works. It's just very stressful, day in and day out. It's
right.
Something
right.
new every day, you know? But I make do.
Do what?
I make do.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think sometimes we all make do. That's like when I was working at the chicken plant for 5.5 years, which I might go back and work there part-time. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, sometimes that's what we do. We make do, and we got to be patient with ourselves, too, as we're navigating, you know, through our journey of just loss, and as we're moving forward, you know, we got to just pushing and keep holding on to that eternal light that shines in each and every one of us. You know, we can be like that beaten dog in the corner that, you know, and somebody just keeps telling us, you know, you're no good, you're this, you're that, you know, and what happens? We think that. We start to feel that. Like, shame on those people for robbing each one of us from our true happiness, our true light, our true purpose in this world. You know, I shut myself off from all this craziness, you know, with the, you know, the jab and, you know, Biden and all that. I don't get into all that because, you know what, at the end of the day, I don't care if this world crumbles down in front of my eyes. I'm going to know that I was trying to be the best person and the best version of Patty that I can be for myself. Because this is what our journeys are, people. It's our special journey. And those that choose to go along with it, that's great. Those, you're going to shed people, and it's going to be painful.
You're going to shed people, and you'll make new people.
Yes.
And
I'm telling you, you know, the friends that we had before our spiritual journeys and before our different kinds of losses, you know, they're not the friends that we may want to have today. I mean, there's sometimes
I
don't like myself. There's sometimes I don't like myself, and I have to sit down and I got to look in the mirror and say, Patty, your love, your light, your forgiveness. You are who you are.
That's
and if
right.
people can't accept that, then they don't deserve your presence.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
That is right.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
We have about 4.5 minutes. I really want to read this other thing. If nobody's gotten this book, it's called Gifts from Guidance, and it's K. Christie, M.D. She is just an awesome scientist, behavioral scientist and metaphysicist, and she obtains her B.A. degree from Evergreen State College. And then also the Leadership Institute of Seattle. So, I mean, this woman is amazing. But this is called Release Fear. Because, see, people, if you are love, you are not fear. You see what I'm saying? So, releasing fear. As the light returns to the earth, so does it return to my soul. There is nothing to fear that can be seen, and I see fully and completely. My little life is perfect. Hold on, y'all. There's somebody in the last minute. Okay, hold on. My life is perfect. I attract health and prosperity daily. I release fear. All is well. I am loved, and it is so and will always be. So, like I said, if you've not heard of Kate Christie, I'm telling you what, this is a book of, like, pure guidance, lifting you up, different just, like, little affirmations to say. Who do we have on the line here?
Hello,
welcome,
this is
welcome.
Isaac.
Isaac!
Hello, Patty, how are you?
Oh, my gosh, I am fabulous. Okay, Isaac, we got 2 minutes and 47 seconds. You are
all
my
right,
inspiration.
I'll be quick.
No.
I really like what you said about being love and overcoming that fear. That's really great. During my journey, I had a spiritual awakening, and I lost pretty much everyone in my life. They all just basically chose to leave me. And when I let go of that, I let go of a lot of the pain that was with that, and I started to follow my own heart. And I realized something that I wanted to share with you this last minute real quick is that the words of others have no power over us unless we imbue them with our own powers of belief.
Wow.
Oof. That was deep.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that little tidbit with you, and I've actually got to get going, Patty, and I know it's the end of your show, but you are amazing. Continue following your heart, and you're going to be a light for so many.
Yes, she is.
Thank you, dear, and good luck on your book and stuff, my friend. Sending you much love.
Absolutely. Much love. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Oh, my gosh. You just don't even know, y'all. That was Isaac. And I call him Isaac the Nomad, and we have, like, just a little over a minute. This man came into my shop out of nowhere and had said, I have a message for you. And that day, I'm going to cry. Oh, my God. That day.
Oh, God, I have chills.
That man came in here and changed. I have no idea who he is, but he is the most beautiful entity in this world. He opened my eyes and taught me that I can love and I can forgive and I can just guide without looking, that I can just be a beacon of light through your heart, people. So we got 36 seconds, and it's counting down. We love everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything. Oh, God.
Thank you for having me.
Next week. Thank you. And everybody, just keep being you. Be beautiful. Let your light shine. And like he said, don't own other people's words.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Good evening.
Bye.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Fucking awesome.
We made it.
It's Isaac.
45 minutes. A whole fucking 45 minutes.
We made the whole show. We made it. We made the whole fucking show. And we have people calling in from all over the world. No shit. See, we didn't cheat to nothing. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.